Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and do something to do something. I don't even know what to tell you anymore. You know, a lot of you are calling and saying, you know, things like, do we stand a chance in this next election? And I would say to you, no. If you don't move. No, if you don't do something. No, if you don't knock on your neighbor's door. No, if you don't watch over your polling places. No, if you don't make a big, video. Do whatever you need to do to make sure every move that they make, every illegal move, everything that they do, make them look bad. I'm not kidding. Right? Make it hard for them to get away with anything. So that next time, and you see it happen now. I'm going to do a whole thing about it next week. There's actually now a whole, I don't want to say stories, but there's a whole investigative report that's been done. And along with that, there's a PDF that lays out some of the things that happened in the different states. And when I say that, I mean where you have in Nevada, you have a county with 24,000, not 240 people, not 24 people, 24,000 people voted in two counties at once. You have another state that saw 72,000 ballots returned, you ready for this, that were never sent out. How do you, with a conscience, unless you're part of the evil stream here, how do you, with a conscience, look at that and say, yep, no biggie? Because there are many of you doing that. You're looking the other way. You don't seem to care. And it doesn't seem to make a difference to you. I'll bet you it would make a difference to you if you thought the right was doing it. You would be beside yourself. You would be making yourself crazy over this stuff. But you don't seem to care. Because you believe, if you look around you right now, you look at inflation, you look at the jobs report today. You know, one of the things they didn't tell you about the jobs, and they're not going to tell you, we already know this, they're not going to tell you. You're not going to hear this from them. But what you don't know is the majority of the jobs created in the jobs report were what? Part-time jobs. You cannot take care of a family. You're so concerned about $20 an hour. Well, you realize that even at 20 bucks an hour, a lot of those places, so they don't have to give you health insurance, they don't have to do certain things, you're only going to get part-time work with them. So it's still not going to be a living wage for you. I mean, do you guys ever think past your elbows, in all sincerity? That's the part that drives me nuts. Nothing else. Is everything is momentary. My uncle used to call it, you know, everything's a McDonald's moment. Right? Everything has to do with what do I get now? What makes me happy now? What does this now? I was reading a story about a union whose workers, I don't know, it was two, oh God, maybe three. I won't waste a whole bunch of time on this because you'll get the gist of it. A couple of negotiations back when people were fat, dumb, and happy. They weren't interested in benefits. They were interested in that bottom line dollar amount going into their pockets. So they wanted the money, not the bennies. And then as of late, as people are renegotiating, this happens all over the place, Chicago, Los Angeles, everywhere. They've decided now they not only do they want a solid raise, but they want the bennies back. And it's like, you've stiffed us on benefits, but no, slow down, stop. Nobody stiffed you for anything. You made a decision. Decision obviously turned out to be something that isn't good for you. And you don't like it, and you want it fixed. All right? I mean, seriously. And it's everybody else's fault? Honest. And it's the same thing now, what you see with Joe Biden. And it comes from the top down, or maybe it's that mindset of belonging to that political party. Is that when you're sitting there and you're thinking about, whatever the union is and what the union, you see what's happening in Florida and Miami, where the union, for all intents and purposes, is being decertified because they don't have enough union members. When they start seeing truly what this is costing them, they realize that they're not doing better. And the party of non-responsibility, which I coined this a decade ago, you're seeing it come to fruition in the White House. Nothing is Joe Biden's fault. Everything has to do with what Trump put in place. Everything has to do with the Republicans. The Republicans won't give him the money he needs. You know, when they asked about the border, when you hear the report is yelling at Joey B, about shoring up the borders. He said, well, the Republicans need to give me the money. Oh, no, my friend. You had the money. You had what was on the ground. The fencing you auctioned off at a dime on the dollar. No. This solely sits square on the back of the un-American Democrats that are pushing for everything against the security of this country. We'll be back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, hey, head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Somebody was making fun of me because I used to say, hop on, hop over. You know, I don't think you're bunnies or anything, just whatever. I mean, but head over there. And there's all kinds of great stories there. You can sign up for the news blast. Look, some of you have complained to me about, I'm going to be nasty for a second here. Some of you complained to me about the email blast you're getting. You're getting two or three a day, and I get it. I don't want to be there. I've actually unsubscribed my own email list, okay? I don't want that many. I don't manage it, but they're getting the point across. The list is growing. That's how we get our message out, all right? But it's really simple. Go to the bottom of the email. You're intelligent people. I know you are because you're listening to this show. Go to the bottom of the list and simply unsubscribe. Many of you were subscribed to the old list, so it's not much of a difference going on here. So just unsubscribe. I get it. I get just as irritated as you do, so don't think it's just me trying to be in your face. And do what you got to do. I won't get upset. Listen, I don't get a report that says, hey, John Schmidt, unsubscribe from your list, and then I pick up the phone and call you and say, you know, what's wrong with you? I don't do that. All right? I bring on other people to that. That's why I have Sonya Schmidt on with us, so she can do it for me. Anyway, so...
You give me their number.
That's right.
I'll take care of it.
I would like, call him to say it's because he's got a black woman on, isn't it? That's why you're unsubscribing.
Uh-huh.
See, we can shave. I'm good. The old Italian Catholic guilt thing, I got it down.
I like that. Yep, I'll do it.
How are we doing, Sonya? Did you do your little rock and roll here in California today? And
you know what? Nobody believed me.
I
feel like the right-leaning person who, you know, is always trying to warn people and tell them what's going on and how I feel. And everybody today was like, I didn't feel an earthquake. There wasn't an earthquake. There wasn't an earthquake. You made some joke about getting out of bed. And I'm like, no, I really felt it. I went on Facebook for our community. Now, our community, nobody mentioned it. I went on the news. Nobody mentioned it. They didn't mention it for about 2 or 3 hours, maybe 4 hours later. And, yes, in fact, we did have an earthquake. Not unlike, you know, I mean, we live in California. We have them. But it's hard when nobody believes you about anything.
I felt nothing. So when you texted me, I said, you could feel me falling out of bed over there?
Right,
you know, I didn't.
Right, right.
Because I felt nothing.
Nobody felt. I'm telling you, I sent an email, a text blast to everybody. Nobody felt it. I had to send out the articles after they came out so I could prove it to people. Because nobody believes me.
Oh, God. No, you know, the funnest, you're going to love this one, the funnest earthquake I've ever been through was with my granddaughter. We had just finished the 4th of July parade. And, you know, we saw a lot of people whenever we got in the car. And all of a sudden, the car starts rocking and rolling, right? I hadn't even moved yet. We're just sitting there getting ready to start the car. And it starts shaking. And I'm looking outside the window to see if one of my buddies or a group of my buddies haven't grabbed, like, the back bumper and is shaking the car just to make me think of. She's looking at me, I'm saying, and because I'm not nervous, she starts giggling, you know?
Yes.
And then when we realized it was an earthquake, her eyes got big. She's like, earthquake? And I said, yeah. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah,
that's the attitude
you have. Yeah, as a parent, you have to take on that attitude, even though, you know, you're like, uh-oh, this could be bad. But, it's, you know, people ask, would you rather have an earthquake? Would you rather have a tornado? And you know, I always bring up our mutual friend, Jodan Gorman of Intellectual Frog Legs, but he's in Tennessee. And every once in a while, he'll call me on the phone and go, I think I'm right underneath a tornado. Like, what are you telling me for? You better do something. He goes, should I go out to my truck? And I'm like, you know what, I've never been in one. But I don't think running outside to your truck is a good idea. And the thing about, you know, earthquakes is that you don't know when it's coming. It takes you by surprise. You just hope that you're not, you know, on the toilet. you have shoes on or you're somewhat prepared. But I'd rather have.
I tell you to get in a tub. I mean,
or a tornado.
So you could be a ballistic missile? I mean, I don't understand.
No, so all that stuff can fall out, and you have a layer of air, I believe. I'm talking smack. I'm talking out of the left side of my mouth, as they say. But I think it's because, just like they used to tell you in California, to get under a table, so things would fall around you, and you would have a layer of air and protection, and people could get to you. So I think that that's the same theory in a tornado. Did you hear about that baby? And I think the baby's name was Lord. Four-month-old baby that got, the father was trying desperately to hold on to it. The mother had the other child. I think the mother got into the bathtub, and the whole house was destroyed. I think they lived in a mobile home. Whole place was destroyed. Baby was ripped out of the father's arms, right?
Yeah.
They find this baby in a tree. I don't know if it's high up in a tree, but it was, you know, some debris of a tree. totally fine. And the kid's name is Lord.
Well, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy on Lord.
Oh, that God, that's
crazy.
Well, that is amazing. Seriously amazing. Yeah.
There are miracles that still happen, people.
Yep.
Except for in Washington.
So. All right, the earthquake. I knew you were going to send me this just to rub it in my face, but that's okay, I don't mind. The 4.2 magnitude earthquake shook a wide area of Southern California, and technically really not that far from it. But 4.2 for people, you really don't know. You know, you hear the 7 is the one that really shake, rattles, and rolls. They exponentially increase in violence, if you would, from, you know, point to point to point to point to point. Yeah. So, that's a waker upper, yeah.
Definitely. And it, you know, you think it's relatively close. This happened, you know, 60 miles. I mean, it was pretty far away from us in Orange County. But, yeah. You know, and you feel like a baby complaining about it because of what happened in Japan on January the 1st. That, I don't know if you saw videos, that was a 7-point-something that lasted for quite a while. And a lot of people were killed. And
well, a lot of times these quakes, I don't even know the quake was centered within miles of the home of a minor league baseball, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Right.
Wow, that's a great name for a team in the middle of a quake, don't you think? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Sonia Schmidt. We'll be right back.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. North Korea helping supply the Russians with ballistic missiles as that country ramps up its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that
Russia launched multiple North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine, including as part of its overnight aerial attack.
In response, the U.S. is rolling out additional sanctions against entities facilitating the arms transfers. Kirby also called on Congress to provide funding to Ukraine. An American and his two daughters among those dead in a plane crash at
that happened in the Caribbean this week. According to investigators in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a single-engine plane left around noon Thursday on a flight to St. Lucia and quickly began experiencing difficulties. It was only moments after takeoff before the plane was careening into the ocean. The Americans have been identified as 51-year-old Christian Klepser and his two daughters, ages 10 and 12. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Can you imagine what I was right about him today? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution, but only after you get informed. You know, it was great. We had a guest. Let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins us, as she does every Friday, as my co-host. Sonia, we had a woman on last night from the on the ground in Lahaina, Hawaii. And she was talking about some of the things going on there. And, you know, I said, look, there were all kinds of rumors running around, like all these kids that were missing and all of this. And so we went down them, and it was, for once, it's nice when you have somebody who has the knowledge, who's informed, who's there on the ground interacting with the people. And she said, well, that rumor came out of the fact that within a couple of days, when they were trying to get the kids back in school, the kids weren't coming back to school. So we're kind of trying to figure out where they were at, and there was no communication. So it wasn't that the kids were missing. It was that they weren't showing up for school, and the parents weren't about to let those kids out of their sight.
Oh, wow.
So you see how that gets blown up?
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you had her on, and I'm glad you said that, because that was really a big problem. You know, it's fake news, but, you know, it's also the what do they call that, the fog of war as well.
Yeah.
You know, how much of that was just early news that hadn't been confirmed, and it wasn't necessarily intentional?
No, but it's why when you and I get together, or even myself alone, and we have a shooting situation, I never jump all over it. No, I always go in and stop. Yeah, they got a shooter. Yeah, the spinning are dead, and our heart goes out to the families, but I'm not going to talk about whether the person was mentally ill, which obviously was happening, or any of that stuff. Let's get some information in, and then go from there.
You also have to watch a pattern in the mainstream media, is that they will quickly blame it on.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a Jesse Smollett, or what do you call him, Juicy Smollett syndrome, is that they're going to be more apt to blame it on someone from the right, because that's the narrative that they're trying to paint nationalists and Christians.
Okay, but that one, I mean, let's just line it up, being the bigoted, homophobic, racist that I am. A black man goes out at 2 o'clock in the morning in
or
the city of Chicago to get a sandwich, right? You got to have a sandwich from Subway at 2 o'clock in the morning. Runs into two black men with MAGA hats on. Okay?
That's where they are.
Accost him, beat him up, and then put a noose around his neck. Not attached to anything, mind you. Just put it around his neck.
happens.
And he runs into the police station with the sandwich and the noose around his neck. I'm sorry. How many drugs do you have to take to believe that?
Well, you know what? Nobody did. And it's funny now to hear black comedians talk about the situation. They never bought it. So that's why the news should have backed down on that immediately and said, you know what? We just reserve the right to wait until the more information comes through. But we can watch their pattern of jumping on the same narrative over and over again. It's Trump supporter.
Oh, has to be.
I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that's what's going on, folks, with the insurrection and the January 6th. This is a whole setup. And it was a setup even in the word insurrection, because they knew that that was something that they could try to get a precedent on. So you wonder, why all of a sudden am I hearing all this, you know, this word insurrection?
I can't even spell it.
I can't even. But that's why you're hearing it. You got to, you know, that's another part of being informed, is like paying attention to how things were. Maybe you don't have the argument for it, but at least you can pay attention to what is going on and how things work, and then you can start to build in your gut that, oh, this ain't right. It doesn't even smell right. It doesn't even smell it. Jesse smell it right.
You kind of have the same thing going on with Claudine Gay, right? Here's a woman that, now up to almost 50 counts of
plagiarism.
Plagiarism, but right? And on top of that, you got Al Sharpton out there beating the drum going, you know, this is because she was a black woman. This has absolutely nothing to do with anything else that's going on. It's all about DEI. Really, really, Al, there must be money. There's a check on the table somewhere. That's why he showed up.
A big check. This woman, even after walking away from the job, Ms. Gay, is getting $900,000 and a teaching gig. So,
what do you think she'd be teaching? How to not get caught while plagiarizing? I mean,
I don't know what she's teaching, but she's a political science. She's going to be in the political science department.
Oh, how perfect! Especially
isn't it perfect?
Especially on the Democrat side, it'd be perfect.
But they don't have anything that tells them that this isn't right. I mean, look at the plagiarism on the Democrat side. You got Joe Biden, who's allegedly plagiarized. I don't know how many things. You got Obama. Remember his? They ever talk about that? You have Hillary talking about how she was in the middle of the war and how bombs were going
Ducking
off bombs. Around them. You've got the global warming dude who was vice president, and they found out his stuff was wrong. They don't have an issue with this.
No.
So for her to Al Gore.
And Jim Carrey.
John Kerry is another person. Exactly. So this is not an issue to them. It would be to us. I can't think of anybody on our side who got busted for plagiarism. But they don't have Pocahontas. They're not even embarrassed that this woman misappropriated. Because it's hard to keep up with leftist made-up words. Can I just say, it's really hard to keep up.
She made $400,000. I don't know. She might still be making it. She made over $400,000 a year. Okay? And partly because she was, Native American. Right? And that's how she... And she's still getting paid that money.
See? They don't have a problem with that. The ends justify the means. And they're always talking to us about race and gender and division and all that, but yet they can break the rules. So Miss Claudine Gay, which appropriately named, ironically named, not that there's anything wrong with that, but can I just ask a question?
Hey, you're the co-host. Ask as many as you want.
And I'm not being rude. This is a real question. how is it that so many women on that side are so manly and angry and victims? And I mean, Claudine Gay, it would have been interesting if her name was, you know, Claudine heterosexual, but it's not. And she's wearing a suit. She's got her hair cut off. She's very, very.
Now, see, I didn't make fun of her hair because of something you told me. So I'm trying to be a good guy.
No, and I like it. Hey, listen, if you're hot and you can rock the bald head, rock it, baby.
Go for it.
But, yes, but I'm sorry. There's too many women on the left who look like, I'm just saying collectively as a fashion statement, she is clearly saying, I'm not in touch with my feminine side. And you look at a lot of women, and I think that's probably why they kind of like AOC, is that she's one of them that sort of looks like she really could have been a bartender. But,
well, you know, if you think, somebody put together a collage, I think it was 12 Democrat women and 12 Republican women. And they said, can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
And I know people are going to get mad at me, but I don't really care. The Republican, 12 Republican women, they were, they looked happy. They were attractive women, you know, in their own right. You know what I'm saying? They just had a glow of happy about them.
Yeah. Right? And they look like women who identify as women.
Okay. Yeah. But let's flip that. When you looked at the other ones, they look like they were on a mission to hurt somebody. I mean, they just had that mean, you know, we're out for blood kind of thing.
They're angry. And a lot of them do have that lesbian look. I don't know what that's about. You talked to me last week. We were off the air about an article that you saw about the loneliness of the black woman. And we talked briefly. Because I'm seeing a lot of women on the left, these people that the left brings out and champions and props up and all that, these women are not into dudes.
Well, let's go to break. And then when we come back, we will talk about the loneliness of black women, because Zoe had some things to say about it, too. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing. And I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Okay, nothing... Nothing like a good bass line to calm you down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. All right. Joey B is out there giving speeches. I am so tired of this. It's making me nuts, all right? He's out there giving these speeches. And in these speeches, he keeps talking about democracy, protecting our democracy, saving our democracy. The Democrats want a democracy. We don't have one.
We don't have one.
A democracy, okay? Right. In a democracy, the majority rules. If the majority decided they wanted your bike, they could take it just by majority rules. In a republic, your bike is your property. All right, there's tinge one for them. And you don't own it. You don't owe it to anybody. If it can't be taken away from you against your will by law. And America is a constitutional republic. It is not a democracy. Can we get this? Stop telling your kids, your loved one, your aunt, your uncle, your whoever, when you're talking to your friends, because these words creep in, and then they become the rule, they become the law, they become the meaning. And Sonia Schmidt, my co-host, we've been together for years, and I remember way back when saying, you know, they're taking control of the language. You can't let them have control of the language, and they start slipping these things in there, and the next thing you know, the Constitution is the law by which we're supposed to be protected. In a republic, the individual is protected from the majority by that Constitution that they hate so much. You know, it's amazing, and they haven't got the guts to keep saying or to say that they just hate it. And the only one who came close, who was it? Oblamo. He said, Obama. It's that Constitution.
Didn't go far enough.
That's right. That gets him out my way, right? So
I love how riled up you are right now about this. Because it's so serious. And you know, like I was saying in the other segment, about watch what they communicate and how they communicate it. It's not by happenstance.
No.
They have a plan. Unlike us, they have a plan and they're willing to see it through no matter who it destroys or what it destroys. And by repeating over and over, you have never, well, some people are too young to be able to understand what I'm getting ready to say. But the phrase democracy has never been on the left side in mouth. It has never been words that are coming out of their mouth. So you have to ask yourself, so why are they talking about it now? Well, you got to look at what their plan might be. They're connecting Donald Trump, democracy, January 6th, insurgent.
You're right. Yep.
It's all, yes. Oh, my goodness. It's all a plan, folks. It's just like feeling an earthquake that nobody else.
So I want you to think about that. You go down the same road. Going down the same road, you think about this. They keep blaming the Republicans for being the racist. They keep saying the Republicans want to take your rights away. They keep going that right. The longest filibuster in U.S. history was 75 days, not hours, days. And it took place in 1964 when Democrats tried to block, ready for this one, the Civil Rights Act.
Oh, of course.
Okay, but somehow we, it was our fault.
No. And I have said this. I have brought this up to other family and friends. And they go, well, that was then. The party's changed. And what's the Republicans doing for us now? It's because the left has such a great PR campaign and a stranglehold on information, and we don't fight it. Not only do we not know how to fight it, but we also don't see it coming. We're way too passive, and we also have a whole segment of our party who are rhinos.
True.
They're on the same side. So one of the reasons that I got out of, you know, you met me during the Tea Party days where I was a spokesperson for Tea Party, and I do stuff why I did that because I felt it was the right thing to do. And then Obama became president again. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I lost my job. I lost my income. We're not guaranteed to be a superpower. If you want to give it away, give it away. But I have given up too much. So, listen, our country is headed down that road again. If we don't know our history, if we don't know how to watch and see what's going on, we're at risk of losing it. And then what are you going to do?
Oh, you're gonna sit there and cry and say, how did we get here?
That's they're gonna blame it. No, they're not. They're gonna blame it on Republicans.
Yeah, they'll blame it on Republicans.
Yes, because the left really will have a stranglehold over information at that point.
Yeah.
They already do. But if they're able to win that war that battle of information, if they're able to win this next election, this country's done for. We got millions of illegal immigrants over here.
Look at the damage that's been done in this short period of time.
It's that short.
No, I mean, overall, it's a short period of time, is it not?
You're not incredibly short. I would have thought that we have more infrastructure, American infrastructure, to withstand this. But we're talking 3 years. Nah, not really. Obama, people used to ask me, do you think Obama's the Antichrist? And I said, no, I don't think he's the Antichrist. But I do think I hold my beer. He's got the door open. He's walking through it, and then all that has to happen, just like when the enemy does his thing, is the door is open. He's just going to kick it open after that.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen over the past 2 years.
Well, I think again, it comes with the ignorance of people. When I see some of these interviews done as to, you know, so who are you going to vote for in the next election? And, you know, it's like Joe Biden. And a commentator will say, why would you vote for Joe Biden again? Well, because, you know, the economy's good and this. And they go through all the stuff. You say to myself, what planet are you living on to say that the economy's good, this is good, that's good? But the people voting, let's see if we can hear this, because you got to hear this. These are the people voting. Let's see if I can get it right the first time here.
I know, huh?
It never works right the first time. You already know that.
England.
Okay, who did we win independence from? You ready? You're not gonna like this.
This is Hillary Clinton's fault.
You know what country the U.S. invaded in the Iraq War?
The name is in the question.
Japan.
Jesus Christ, on the motorbike, bro. Japan gives you Toyota. It's not them, they give you Toyota.
Do you know what two countries border the U.S.?
South America, North America.
U.S. is in North America. How can the U.S. border U.S.?
You know how many states make up the United States?
50.
Yes, finally, a clever lady. She knows it all.
You know what the capital is? United States?
Is there a capital in the U.S.?
You tell me.
No.
I apologize to myself for being delulu about her. I should have read my own t-shirt.
Do you know what time zone we're in right now?
We're in the 2020s.
Excuse me, bro. Is that Delulu Land time zone? Because it's not the USA time zone.
Do you know what country Joe Biden was originally born in?
Bro, Canada. There's no way he's from overseas.
Bro, you are in the US. Every other country is overseas. How can you be wrong on two different things in one answer?
How many moons does the Earth have?
One.
You're sure?
Oh, the Earth.
Yeah, the Earth.
12.
Why did she answer like she thinks USA has one moon and the rest of the countries share the other 11 moon? I'm out.
This is not. He's walking the streets of Nevada. Vegas. Okay, walking the beach in California. And asking these people, how many moons? I mean, give me a break. How many moons does the Earth have? Oh, you mean the U.S.? No, the Earth. Well, yeah, the U.S. has 11, but the U.S. has one. What school? This is planned.
No.
Educational failure was planned. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I realize that you're the school board super.
Go ahead. Go for it. Can't hurt my feelings.
However, I went to public school, and even when I was there, I didn't pay attention. But, I think that this is one of the other parts that I think Republicans don't fight effectively on. And I understand that you think, and it's true, for a certain segment of people, having knowledge and education is going to make them go, wow, we have a great country and we should be fighting for that, fighting for our freedom, and we have the threat of losing our liberties. That is true. But what the left is winning at, where the left is winning, is in the battlefield of emotions. And you cannot win. You cannot win with facts. I love facts because I love to learn. You know, you brought me to the constitutional coach class, and all that stuff was incredibly interesting. But that's because I have a tendency to want to learn and get information. Majority of people who are watching TikTok videos and they could care less.
All right, let's flush this out because we got to go with the top of the hour. But let's flush this out.
I thought we were going to talk about lonely black women.
Oh, yeah, I got into that too. Okay, we'll do that in the next hour. Yeah, because that's what I was talking about, lonely people. We'll be back in a minute. Joe and Sonya return with you on the Joe Messina Show in just a few. Don't go far.